Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's the How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It's another episode of Pound for Pound. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, aka Triple C.
A Shot of Lion production.
Henry, what were you up to this weekend? It was it's Memorial weekend. What were you doing with your family?
Memorial, dude, honestly, we just stuck around here, dude. There's like some crazy virus going on too, bro. I don't know if that shit's going on in Miami too, or how where you're at. There's some shit going on in Phoenix where everybody's getting sick. Dude, you feel like it's the summer. It's about like 110 out here, and people got codes. So I don't get it.
People got coats on? Oh, colds. Oh, you mean like a cold?
Yeah, yeah. But there's legit people with coats, dude, too. Because it's like, they got the chills.
Yeah, no, a virus just kind of come around every once in a while like that. And it just sweeps the whole city, you know, the place. So, you know, something like that happens in Florida here and there once the seasons start changing. So I hear what you're saying. But for me, Henry, I was, doing a little something with some of my famous friends, you know what I mean?
That's him.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, Henry, as you can see for myself this weekend, just chilling with my boys right there, you know, my man, where we used to, you know, play catch back in the day when I was a little something. My man, Dan Marino.
That's a real legend, bro. But I will say something about Dan Marino. As good as he was, he never got that Super Bowl ring, Kamaru.
Hey, we don't want to talk about that. Dan Marino did his thing, and he's a Florida legend, okay? But yeah, it was, I went to the Panthers game, got to watch game three of the Florida Panthers with my man, MI2, Mark Ingram, Heisman Trophy winner, you know, and now a Fox Game Day, college game day analyst, doing a great job on there. But yeah, it's my second time running into Dan Marino, and it's always, you know, it's funny when you run into legends because it's like, damn, I used to watch him when I was a kid. So it's so cool being in the position that we're in now.
Yeah. Henry. Now, was this here in Florida? Was this in Carolina? Yeah.
No, this is in Florida here with the Florida Panthers. You see us out here with the. I know I didn't have my Florida Panthers jersey on, but I'm a rep next time. So my man Mark Ingram had his on. So and Dan had his Florida Panthers shirt on. Yeah, it is freaking hot here in Florida. So the sun is out, and once again I had to bring the bring the guns out, Henry. Hey, I think these things are growing. I think they're actually growing for the first time in my life. They're growing.
My man, well, you're not the only one, Kamaru Usman. I got some buddies of my own, dude.
I see that. They must be growing because of I just seen a little video of you in the you came through doing your thing in the gym. So yeah, I mean, let's I'm breaking this video down, and I'm wondering what's going on, and I'm like, oh man, that's a sick video, cause you know they had the song on too, dum, 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 dum. You know, I didn't know if I wanted to dance, but I was hyped, you know, and I'm like, yeah, Henry about to do something crazy, he about to do a 360, you know, the break dancers before they come on, they get you hyped, do the thing, yeah. So I'm wondering, I'm like, Henry was finna do something,
yeah, it's kind of like,
and then I didn't see.
Yeah, I feel
and
like.
And then I ain't seen nothing, Henry.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, but it's just, you know, it's a teaser. It's a teaser. You know, I'm over here. And now it's like Tony Ferguson, like a Tony Ferguson warm up.
All right. So now I got to go to the technical breakdown of this because based on what I saw, I feel like this was a hype video. You were just basically demonstrating the perfect way to dap people up in the gym. So you came in with the energy, you know. So if we have to technically break it down, on the first step, you see how you walk by smooth, you know, let's let it roll. See you come through, bam, bam, shake it out. The first one, see you hit it, boom, and you went to the belly. So that's the double tap. And then the second one, you didn't even go fist bump. You went up high, bam. So technical breakdown, Henry. I think this was strategic on your part. I think you really studied. You did your homework and you came in. The music was perfect. But the DAP was perfect, you know. So I give you a 8.2 on that.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Kamaru Usman, people are calling out the Triple C. I mean, we got Song Yedong trying to want a piece of the Triple C, man. So you gotta let them know that, hey guys, I'm not only, you know, interviewing all these celebrities and co-hosting the greatest podcast in mixed martial arts with the Nigerian Nightmare, but you know, we're getting ready too.
I seen that, Henry, and you guys went back and forth, but I like that, Henry. I think that's a pay-per-view fight. That's on a pay-per-view card. That's a banging fight right there. And so, I mean, I guess it's up to you on who you want to beat up next.
Yeah, but there's a but I like there's it. All kinds of. Did you see my you just see what Song Yedong? Hey, I heard China is your lucky land at Henry Cejudo. You got your Olympic gold medal in 2008. I'm inviting you to come over this year in August. Let's put on a show for the fans. This will be a real show. Stop calling out Font at UFC. And then I replied, trust me, I love going to China because over there they refer to me as Shaq. Don't worry, your time is coming, Song. I'll make you a limp dong. But first, I want Peter Yan. I'm rushing to kick his ass at Peter Yan UFC. What do you think, man? Did you like that call out, Kamaru?
These are three potential fights here that are amazing fights. I like the Rob Font. I like the fight, you know, but that's up to Rob Font if Rob wants that or not. That's a good fight. Song Yedong, that's an even banging fight. I love that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. And this fight will take place in China. But at the same time, I think the biggest banger for me is Peter Yan, dude. Two former champions. It gets us that much closer to the belt. I mean, yeah. The winner of us could potentially be fighting for the belt next.
I like it.
So I think if you had to pick which fight is the banger fight? Yan, Song Yedong, or Font? Because the UFC, they don't want to give me Font, man. And Font's kind of an idiot. He didn't reply to me, and he didn't try to freaking, you know what I mean? Like, talk the talk if you wanted to get the fight.
That's true, but Henry, as fighters, you know, we deal with a lot of things inside and outside of the cage as well. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go that far to say that because you don't know what he's dealing with. So maybe he's dealing with something. Maybe he has an injury and he's down in the dumps trying to recover from that. And, you know, this was the last thing for him to see. And, you know, of course he might want the fight because fighting Triple C, that's a big check for anybody. That's the money fight, you know. So I wouldn't say that, oh, he didn't want to reply because he can't. He doesn't want to fight you. But I think maybe he's dealing with something that we don't know of. And that's why, because I would reply, it's a Triple C. That's the big money fight. That's the big money ticket.
No, for sure. So well, anybody, I don't want to make speculations either, but he doesn't want this smoke. That's all I got to say, Kamaru.
But I think the Peter Yan and the Song Yedong fight, I think either one belongs on the pay-per-view card. I think either one's a banging fight. So, yeah.
If you think about it, I really do like that Yan fight. We're two former champs. We've both, I mean, I'm on a two-fight losing streak, and Yan was on a three-fight losing streak, then eventually beat Song, where he's back in the picture because the bantamweight division is different. But anyhow, moving on, man, enough about me. Did you hear how Jan Blachowicz, the Polish power, is calling out the Nigerian Nightmare? Let me read it for you, Kamaru Usman. Okay, so I'm gonna read it from Championship Rounds. Kamaru Usman recalls his face-off with Jan Blachowicz and still believes in the matchup favored him. And then Jan Blachowicz replies, if you still feel the same about it at Usman 84kg, let's go. I will be ready. Woo! What's up, okay. Kush? You getting okay, called see, out, dude.
See, they obviously didn't watch that. You can tell when people don't watch the whole pod because obviously they didn't watch the whole pod and they didn't get the fact where I said then when he was champion, I liked the matchup because it made, you know, it was that we were fighting for something. Listen, I respect each and every UFC fighter that steps in there in that octagon. And even with Jan Blachowicz, I respect him, the original Polish power. Big respect for Jan Blachowicz. But I thought that matchup favored me, and I wanted that matchup when Jan Blachowicz was the champion. And I was the champion. I am no longer the champion. He's no longer the champion. So that fight makes absolutely no sense. It does nothing for me. If I go up there and I beat Jan Blachowicz, what does that do for me? Nothing. It's just another paycheck. So, you know, Jan, you know, big respect. You're a big, strong, tough guy. I will happily decline at this moment.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing, Kamaru, is people don't understand business. You're a real businessman. You're a prize fighter, so you understand the game. Same thing with me. Like, dude, I can. That's what I'm kind of still mad about the Rob Font things. Like, he didn't kind of play with me to be able to get this fight going. But I get the fact that he doesn't get the business. But in your position right now, you're like, nah. I think Jan is. He doesn't do like even you beat him or he beats you. That doesn't do anything for anybody.
Nothing.
And particularly, it makes him look bad. The fact that he's calling out a welterweight when he's a fucking light heavyweight. And as you said before, not you nor him has the belt, so it doesn't do anything. But at the time, I understand where you're coming from. You skipped the line. You would have done something that nobody has done before. And I think I love history making. I understand your position, Kamaru, and I understand why is it that now it's like, no, that's dead.
Yeah, but you know, for his defense, I won't necessarily say you know. It makes him look bad. It just makes me look good, Henry. I mean, your boy still got a little bit of juice out here to what people still want to, you know, people still want to rumble with your boy, Henry. So, hey, your boy got a little bit of juice out here still, Henry.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But anyhow, now we heard it. We heard it from Kamaru Usman. I get it. I understand it. You're a businessman. You're a prize fighter. I mean, Jan, you had your chance. Both of you guys had your chance. You guys never pulled the trigger. There's at times where you guys just becomes a what if. But moving on, boxer Ryan Garcia faces possible suspension from the New York Athletic Commission for testing positive. I mean, I tell you what, Kamaru, like this whole, like it's almost like boxing's just becoming a circus. Like either the Athletic Commission's like they don't have a great relationship or they don't know how to convey the story, but is he positive? He's negative. He's positive. He's negative. Like now, first he was positive, then he was negative, and then now he's positive again. Like it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. But it looks like the New York Athletic Commission will suspend him. And I believe if the New York Athletic Commission does suspend him, that kind of goes across all boards, at least in the United States from what I know. You know, so he's just going off here. I love fucking steroids. Let's go positive vibes, bro. Don't care. I'll never make money again with boxing. Your loss, not mine. For setting me up, LOL, joke on all y'all. I will swallow all steroids. What's going on with this Kamaru Usman? Can you can you just give a second take on this?
I mean, I think it's I mean, all those tweets are just, you know, they're childish. And it's one of those things where, you know, this is just kind of the reality nowadays, you know, to where these young kids are leaning into, you know, the press. There's no such thing as bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity anymore for these guys. And so it's. You know, it's heartbreaking because, you know, you kind of wish they had guidance in a way that to kind of tell them, hey, this is the right way to do things. This is not the right way to do things. But, you know, these kids, I mean, what you say to a 25, 27-year-old kid that has maybe $20, $30 million in the bank account, you know, it's kind of tough to be able to stare their reality right now. But, you know, the positive test, the fact that New York Athletic Commission is actually taking a step to potentially suspend him, this lets you know that this is real, that this is sticking around, that this is not just, you know, before it was just mere speculations, allegedly this and that could happen, allegedly positive. But if the Athletic Commission is actually taking the step to potentially suspend him, that lets you know that this, they're confirming that this is a positive test and a negative test. I don't even know how you say that thing, but he tested positive. And so that just lets you know that they are taking the next step to actually say, you know, we're going to suspend you. And boxing is a bit I don't want to say lenient, but their rules, I mean, they could potentially suspend you for maybe 6 months, which I think he's going to sit for 6 months anyways. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe a lifetime ban. I don't think he's done enough or something prior to this to receive something as harsh as a lifetime ban. But this is serious now. You know, unfortunately for him, it's just, you know, it's kind of like he had such a really big rise, you know, with going out there and actually getting, putting on a great fight. But the problem now is if I'm Devin Haney, the former, the opponent, now I'm sure that camp is going to look to potentially go for a lawsuit here because, you know, when you get into a fight like that and then you tested positive, now you tarnished Devin Haney. You blemished Devin Haney's unbeaten record. And so when you come in overweight and then you test positive, that's not fair. You know, that's out of the confines of the rules. And so now, you know, your opponent has to take legal action or do whatever he can to try to unblemish his record and you know, because he thought he was in a fair fight. But unfortunately,
right, it's not showing that. No, 100%. But I will say this about Ryan Garcia, Kamaru, just to put a fork in it, is he's about one of the only fighters we can talk about like a real influence. How is it that he's been able to miss weight in the fight, win, and while still being positive for the B sample, yet still party and be loved by the people? I mean, his time's fucking changing now. Like, it's crazy how him winning this fight, which is pretty much, it doesn't guarantee him a belt, doesn't guarantee him anything. It's almost like he's become the face of boxing. But moving on, Ryan Garcia, best of luck. We're going to get you out pound for pound. We've been talking already, so he said he wants to come out Kamaru. We're going to get him to really talk to Ryan Garcia in person. But fights added for UFC 303. Did you see Gary versus Page? And also, did you see Hill versus Olberg, man? What's your take on these two additions?
Come on. These are banging fights. Great fights. I love the Jamal Hill fight. And Olberg, I love both fights, but that Jamal Hill and Olberg is a really, really good fight. It's an intriguing fight because, you know, Olberg is relatively still kind of unknown, you know, to fan UFC fans, but, you know, he's been doing work. You know, he comes from Israel Adesanya's camp and is a good striker, not much of a grappler, even though I'm sure he's got some grappling skills. But Jamal Hill is a striker as well, so I think this is a striker's delight. I mean, this is going to be one of those fights where, you know, somebody could potentially go to sleep in that fight. So I love that fight. Now, the Ian Gary and Michael Venom Page, this is a big fight. Unfortunately, Ian Gary couldn't get the Covington fight, so, you know, why not slide MVP in there? MVP came into the UFC, you know, a big sign, a big prospect. And now he's trying to jump into that top five to potentially become a contender for that welterweight belt. So I love that fight. I think I love it. I love it. It's going to be. Now, here's my only issue, Henry, is the two strikers. One is a bit more dynamic. That's going to do some, you know, flashy stuff. But he's dynamic enough to where he's going to wait to land that one strike to get you out. When Ian Gary is a striker who's going to wait to land his or get his combination, get his things going. So I love the fight because of the names, but it might not produce the most exciting fight that we might think it's going to produce.
Yeah, but you know what? Not really, man. I think, you know, I'm high on Michael Venom Page. But I will say this about Ian Gary is Ian Gary will kick, man. And Ian Gary will attack those legs. And I think that's something that a lot of people have not done with Michael Venom Page. You start double faking and attacking his wide stance. It takes about a few blows. And you create that fight, which I think Ian Gary is smart enough to do. But I think out of this whole card, out of this whole, 303 card, the fight that I like the best, the ones that really, the one that's really calling my name that I'm excited to watch, it is going to be this Michael Venom Page versus Ian Garry, because those are two, you know, up and comers, and particularly Ian Garry being 14-0, and obviously Michael Venom Page only has two losses in his whole career. I mean, that fight's going to be dynamized. But if there's somebody that I'm leaning forward, just because, just based on him having to have him, the fact that he presses and he leg kicks, I'm going to have to go with Ian Garry on that one. And obviously, we got the Hill versus Olberg. I mean, I like Jamal Hill, but after getting knocked out like that, you're coming back a little too soon. You need to continue to keep adding wrestling. And I just have to say, man, stylistically, they're going to give Olberg the fight. And I feel like the edge that's going to have this fight is going to be Olberg, man. I think when if Jamal's just going to strike with him, then I got to go with the better striker, dude. And realistically, I mean, I heard he's right there on the feet, if not even better than Ezra Adesanya.
All right. I don't know about all that, even though I do. But listen, Jamal Hill wasn't necessarily asleep. He wasn't like, I'm out cold. He wasn't necessarily out cold. He was up fairly quick in that fight. So it's not one of those where I worry about, okay, he's coming back a little too fast. I think he can. And in a fight like this, it's a banging fight, Henry. I agree with you. It's a banging fight. I just can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Well, moving on. Conor McGregor. Did you see Conor McGregor? Did you see him in his fight camp posting, getting his nipples sucked by, I don't know who, but he's having the time of his life. Check him out, Kamaru Usman.
Oh,
look at that. It looked like he was about to get some. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Oh, that's his wife, right?
But yeah, but look, he was about to get slurped up, dude. He was about to get some of that D.
What? If that's, oh, wow. Pause, Henry, big pause. No, if that's, yeah, if that's his wife and they're hanging out and having a great time, and yeah, it's, you know, at least he didn't have a drink in his hand, right? So yeah, he's blowing off some steam. He's hanging, having a great time partying. If that's what's working for him, that's what's working for him. I don't judge.
But look at Michael Chandler, bro. Michael Chandler's over there hitting the weights, and then Conor McGregor in camp at the club, getting his nipples sucked on. Yeah, I mean, what's your take on that?
I don't think he was getting his nipples sucked. I think she just did a full body lick from bottom to top. You know, and it is what it is. Hey, to each his own. If that's how my man getting down with his wife, hey, do your thing.
Hey, do the stinky leg.
But I do know, let me see. There's a better view. Oh, he's partying with the fans. But there's no drink in his hand. So listen, Conor McGregor is a smart man. I don't take anything away from him. I think he's smart enough to understand that, hey, I could play possum here if I need to. So he could be playing like I'm not training. He could have just left the gym right here and went, he's with his wife. He could have just left. I think that's her. He could have just left the gym. Hey, I don't want to speculate here. I think he could have just left the gym and went into, decided, hey, you know what? Let me go ahead and play a little possum. And so they think I'm out here just partying. I'm out here. I'm not ready for this fight. Because, listen, he's smart enough to know that there's cameras on me at all times right now. And if I'm in a club in the middle after I have a fight signed, everyone's going to talk about it. So I think he's just playing. I know this guy's training. He's an athlete at the end of the day. So I know Conor is not just blowing this fight off. I think he's going to be prepared. He's going to come in there June 29th, and he's going to be ready to rock, because I know Michael Chandler is training, because he is down here right now in South Florida putting the work in the gym.
Yeah, well, there we have it, man. The breakdown of Paige VanZant versus Ali Brooke. Did you watch this fight, Kamaru? Or
no, I have. No? Who is Ali Brooke? Is that a
Let me see that thumb.
What? This is how we're weighing in now?
Apparently, hey, dude.
Looking Paige VanZant. Is that Paige VanZant in the pink?
Yeah, that's
Paige. Wow. So this is how we're literally weighing in now. Wow. Wow.
You should come out with the leaf, Kamaru, for, you know.
Pause. Big pause.
Come out with the leaf and then come out with, you know what I'm saying? A straight Nigerian style, dude, you know?
Hold that down,
change
bro.
Change the Why game,
you mean,
dude.
Whoa. What do you mean Nigerian style? What is that? she was dropped. She was dropped. Wait, so this is an actual fighter. Okay, she can punch. Oh.
Yeah, she popped it. She popped it, but you know.
Look at this. Come boom. Ooh.
Yeah, apparently. Look at that.
Moved the head off too. So she can fight.
Is Allie Brooks? Somebody said that she's a porn star. These are all the comments that I was so what's going on right now is Paige VanZant is being kind of trolled by all the fans because you know you just got dropped by a porn star.
So I mean, I guess they're both. That's kind of the career field now. I think they're both in doing or whatever
that
is.
Are you subscribed, Kamaru?
No, I'm not. I am not. But that was a great drop. I'm anxious to see what was the decision for this because this chick looked like she could actually fight. Look at that. She's turning her body into the punches. So, yeah, I like it. What event was this? It was on DAZN. Who was the main event for that?
Yeah, it was five. It was five, three fives, I believe, or two, five rounds of 2 minutes. It looked like it was a draw.
It looked like a draw.
Well, they can run it back. It's not like it's breaking news or anything. But anyways, it was out there this weekend, so we got to talk about it. But moving on.
Hey, did you see the video? Remember we was talking about me out there in California at that Young La shoot? But yeah, you got to check the video. You got to check. Do we have the video? So you can see how I mix things up here. Yes, Henry.
Oh, I saw that.
Let's hit Henry with that volume too so he can check that. Check that.
The feeling of becoming champion for the first time is a feeling like no other. All of the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put in over time has finally paid off. Dress like a champ, too.
What's up, man? You better hook it up with some gear, but that's a sick-ass commercial, Kush.
I got you. Hey, I'm going to put you down, Henry. I got you. All right, Triple C, now we're going to get into our final picks for UFC 302 or 302, if that's what you're into. But before we do, we want to thank our partners at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pickup game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like significant strikes and takedowns.
Make entries of all MMA picks or mix and match and include some of your favorite fighters. Underdog has some of the biggest offerings in MMA game and you can win up to 100 times your money. Yes, that's right, Kamaru. I said 100 times your money. They also have picks for every major sport. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida.
Right now, all new users to Underdog will receive up to $250 in bonus cash for their first deposits and pick 'em special. Use code P4P when you sign up. Support the show and click the link below in the description to get started. Thank you, Underdog Fantasy, for supporting the show. And we're going to be making our official picks right now.
Let's go, Kamaru. Let's go. What you got, Chris? Let's break it down. Short and Chris.
All right, let's get into it. Henry, first fight on the main card. We've got Rude Boy Randy Brown taking on Eliseo Zelensky Dos Santos. I like both guys. Zelensky, a guy that I've kind of had my eye on for a long time because he was doing it while I was, you know, on that contender status to become champion. So he's been there for a while. But in this fight, I have to go with my boy, Rude Boy, Randy Brown. And yes, for my underdog picks, I'm going to have to go with less than. I'm going to have to go with lower on the significant strike. Lower than 50. What is that, 55 or 57? I'm going to have to go with lower on the significant strikes.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Bobby Brown as well. I'm sorry. Randy Brown. My bad, man. I keep freaking butchering this, but I'm going to have to go with Randy Brown as well. And I'm actually, because, dude, I tell you what, man, one thing I will say, because it's going to be a striking war, I'm going to have to go higher Kamaru Usman. I feel like there's going to be, this fight's going to really, this is a battle of two guys who are going to stay on their feet and actually throw punches. So I'm going to go significant strikes higher than 57.5.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to our next fight. We've got Jaltin Almeida taking on Alexandra Romanov. This is a good fight. I'm going to go with Almeida for the win here, because I think he was like just a train coming through all these guys and fighting a guy like his last fight, Curtis Blaydes. He was taking Curtis Blaydes down. And the way that these judges are scoring these takedowns, the one thing about Jaltin Almeida is when he locks his hands, kind of like myself, maybe a little better. Okay, maybe a little better. He's not really letting go. He's tripping these guys, getting them down. And when these guys work back up, they're still crediting him with another takedown. So I'm going with Jaltin Almeida, and I'm definitely going higher on the higher than three takedowns on for right here on my pick.
No, I 100% agree with you on this one. I think Jaltin Almeida, the dude is so underrated with the grappling, with his wrestling, and every time we see him fight, he's always taking people down. That's what makes a guy like this dangerous. So I do believe that Romanov has his hands full. Now, can he continue to keep defending this guy? And I'm going to have to agree. I personally think he's going to double that number. So for that reason, I am going to have to go higher too on the takedowns for Jaltin Almeida.
All right. And we move on to our next fight. We've got Kevin Holland taking on, I feel like he's a miniature Polish power right here. Oh, my God. He looks just like Jan Blachowicz. They might be brothers from another mother, you know, related.
Take him out. I tell you what, man. Since Jan Blachowicz has been calling you out, why don't you take out his little brother, dude? What's up? What's up?
I will happily decline on that one as well. But getting into the fight, I like this fight. This one's a difficult one for me, because I think if Kevin Holland is kind of rebounded and got refocused from that last loss, I think he could do good here. But this is I believe this is my upset pick. This is my upset pick because I do want Kevin Holland to win, but I don't know how that last fight affected him, because we rarely ever see Kevin Holland get clowned in a fight. He's usually the one doing the clowning because he loves the fight, the fans on him and going with him. So I'm anxious to see how he's going to do with coming back from having, being clowned in the fight and then losing a fight like that, kind of being memed. So I don't know. I want him to win, but I just, for my pick, I'm going to go with the miniature Polish power here. I'm going to go with him for the win here. And I'm going to go with Kevin Holland. So I'm going to go higher.
Okay, God. Lee Kamar, you're making this thing. Let me see. Knockout submissions, finishes. This is what I love about what Underdog is doing. It's like if you really love your fighter, you really support him, how good do you really know this? So what Underdog does is like, hey, you're going to have to really pick on the significant strikes. If it goes higher than 43, or it could be submissions, it could be takedowns. Like, they've done a really good job with their damn homework. But if I'm looking at this fight too, it seems like if the UFC is, they're probably, Holland probably asked for this fight, because I've never heard this guy. I've never seen him fight. But for that reason, I do feel like Kevin Holland, significant strikes. I'm gonna play the devil's advocate because of his last fight. I'm actually, for the significant strikes, I'm going to go lower Kamaru.
Okay. I like it. Even though I do want to see Kevin Holland win. But we move on to our next fight. Now we got the co-main event. We've got Sean. Is he still go by Tarzan? Sean Tarzan Strickland taking on Paulo Costa Bohachinha. And this is a really, really good fight. But I have to go with Sean Strickland because of how difficult it is for someone to kick him. Even though I do think Paulo Costa could find some really, really good kicks on him, I'm going to have to go with Sean Strickland. I know how difficult he is to fight because I fought the guy. And so I'm going to go with Sean Strickland. And they've got 20 minutes fight time, higher or lower. So this must be a five-round fight. And I'm going to go with... they're basically saying that Sean Strickland is going to get him out of there within four rounds. Henry.
What can I tell you something, though, too? If Paulo Costa just decides to strike with him, which he is, I could see why. I could see why a guy like Sean Strickland could just walk him down, and check the kicks that he has, like just as he did against Israel. Yeah. And it's hard to disagree with that.
I'm gonna go higher because I think Paulo Costa is tough enough to withstand those strikes. To even though he might lose the decision, I'm gonna go with Sean Strickland for the win. But for my underdog pick, I'm gonna go with higher than 20 minute fight time. I'm gonna go higher on that one.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll do the same thing. But
trying to copy me, dog.
What I will say here is the significant strikes, 114 for Sean Strickland, higher or lower? Woo-wee! Man, I'm gonna have to go higher, and that 20 minute mark. I think either one of these guys could maybe finish each other, so I'm probably gonna go lower Kamaru Usman on this.
So you gotta pick. Which is your one pick? Are you going on the significant strikes or are you going on the fight time?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the significant strikes. I'm gonna go higher.
Okay. All right. Now we move on to our main event. I'm gonna make this one. Blow this up for me. Let me see that. You know, got Dustin the Diamond Poirier taking on Islam Makhachev. Man, this is it's a banging fight. I love it. I love it because I feel like I love the fight. I love the fight. It's a good one for Islam to get back in there. I'm going to go with, I think, Islam for the win, but fight time, 10 minutes. What? Well, I just feel they low key disrespectful. Why they
doing my man? Hey, but can I tell you something though, Kamaru? Hey,
yeah,
Khabib himself said is that we're gonna get him out of there within the first two, maximum three rounds.
Okay, so I think they're being disrespectful, and I think you don't put that type of pressure on my man Islam. I think you let Islam go in there because at the end of the day, he's the only one who's going to have to step in there and he needs to let that fight develop the way that he wants that fight to develop. If you're going in there, everyone telling you got to finish him within two rounds, that's unnecessary pressure. So you might go in and try to rush certain things, and Dustin the Diamond Poirier is the wrong mofo to try to go in there and just be going throwing caution to the wind on. So I like Islam for the win, but I feel like these numbers are disrespectful here going with that, with some of this. So I'm going higher on that, say, 10-minute fight time because come on, bro. Come on. Don't disrespect my dog, Dustin, like that.
Okay, so you're going to go higher on the fight time. So you got Islam from when you're going to go higher on the fight time.
Yes.
And can we only pick one here? Is it just...
Yes, only one. Can't only select one from these picks, Henry.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I'm going to have to go... The same thing. I'm going to have to go Islam Makhachev. And you know what, Kamaru...
Wait, so you think it's going to be longer than... He's going to go past two rounds because...
You know what? I'm going to go lower on this one.
You better stick with your pick.
I think there's something about Islam going in there, and I think the mauling is going to continue pretty quickly, and the grappling is going to start. And I think before we see the third round, I could possibly see Islam Makhachev getting his hand raised.
Okay, I like it, Henry. I like it. Now we had what was that? Mike Bond. Oh yeah, it's a big. What are we at? Islam Makhachev's winning streak. Eight fighters in history have achieved 13 fight UFC win streak. Can you blow that up a little bit more? Between 35 UFC win streak, including UFC 302 headliner Islam Makhachev. Of the seven outside of Makhachev, only two, Anderson Silva and what is that? Kamaru Usman got over the hump and pushed it further. Ooh, Kamaru Usman. That name sounds familiar. But yeah, two fighters have been over 13 fight win streak, and Islam is attempting to do that. Islam has already made history. I mean, becoming a champion, now you're a part of the 1%. And, you know, he's just going to push that further and further until he decides that he's done with this sport. But I like it. I like it, Henry. Henry, you see that? You see those stats?
Yeah, that's crazy. Man. That's a lot of times to be able to get your hand raised in a row, dude. I mean, congratulations to you and Anderson Silva. I mean, you guys have separated.
Me?
Yeah, you guys have separated yourselves from like the pack of just, you know, having consistency, man. That's huge. Not just that, but you're lapping people too, man. So, but I think Islam is on his way to do some incredible things, and you know, he's looking to fight sometime in maybe in the fall, right before the year ends. So the dude wants to be active.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I think he's going to run that. And that's the thing. Once you're active and you're just fighting, before you know it, people are telling you, hey, you're going to break this record and that record and this record. So I like that for Islam. It's a big fight coming up this weekend, UFC 302, Islam Makhachev. But of course, you know, we want to make sure that we at least, oh, look at that. Dustin Poirier said that, hey, once he gets in there, he got the statue of the ghillie. Dustin Poirier said earlier this month that if he submit Islam Makhachev with the guillotine choke, he will get a bronze statue of himself in that position. But yes, that would be fantastic if he's able to pull that off. If he's able to pull that off, do we say, is that the upset of recent memories, the biggest upset of recent memory? I think it's a bigger upset than Topuria versus Volkanovski, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, dude. Topuria has powers, but, you know, because I feel like a guy like Dustin Poirier has had so many chances that, you know, it's almost like he has more of that chance to actually, it would just be a bigger upset, but will he do it? That's a different story, Kamaru.
All right, Henry. Big fight coming up, but not even just this week. Next weekend is going to be another big week. Henry, shit, the next 2 weeks after this is big fights. Big fights. I'm talking MMA and we're talking boxing. Shit, just June. Then you roll into the next week. Connor's fighting on the 28th, I believe, or 29th of June. Then you scale it back. We've got June 15th, which is Anderson Silva fighting, is it Chael Sonnen? And then you also have David Benavidez, who we got a chance to speak to. He's going to be fighting June 15th as well with Gervonta Davis taking on Frank Martin. So that's going to be a big weekend. And then you've got June 8th. Of course, we have the AKO. Henry, if you didn't know, yeah, we throwing down in Nigeria too. We got AKO 4 taking place June 8th at the Abuja Continental Hotel. It's going to be a tremendous fight. Yo, we doing big things there. We're trying to mold some of these fighters and we're trying to get them over here, you know, to show the world what Africa is doing at AKO. We got right now, I believe we have, Henry, we have 15 different African countries represented in our AKO championships right now. 15. And so it's taking place June 8th at the Abuja Continental Hotel. Tickets are available now at Naira Box. So go get your tickets for AKO 4. I definitely wanted to talk to somebody from this card because it feels like people are kind of, is it me or are people kind of sleeping on the card, Henry? Do you feel like that?
Sleeping on the card, in what sense?
Like it's not a lot of like hype going on about this card. Like they were talking about, you know, the Sean O'Malley fight, talking about the, you know, Conor McGregor. It's almost like people, it's like when Conor gets announced, people start moving on, but there's a lot of heat on this card right here. So, you know, I like it. And we're going to get a chance to talk to somebody from the card. We're going to talk to Rude Boy, Randy Brown. I mean, this guy's, Henry, quietly has, I think, almost 15 to 17 fights in the UFC already, which is crazy. Crazy when you think about it. But we get a chance to talk to Root Boy Randy Brown and just get a chance to just know a little bit more about him, because he's kind of like a, you know, being a kind of like a quiet assassin, beating the guys. And then he'll have a, you know, when it just comes to getting over the hump with those guys that are in that top five, those special guys, he falls short every time. But he's looking to maybe supersede all that. He's looking to kind of turn things around and definitely get over there and show that he is a top 10, top 15 competitor. But yeah, we'll get a chance to talk to him shortly. Root Boy Randy Brown. Blah, blah, blah. I feel like I got to do that because it's like when I'm talking to a Jamaican, I feel like blah, 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 I got to do that. Da, 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 da. Stop that, Henry. Stop. Stop. Stop it. But Henry, now we're going to end our episode with our quick interview from our boy, Root Boy Randy Brown, who is fighting this weekend at UFC 302. I don't know why, but when I'm talking to my Jamaican brothers, I feel like I gotta do sound effects, Henry. All right. Don't do it. Don't you do it, Henry. Don't you do it. Why are you moving your shoulder?
Come on. We gotta get your interest. You gotta get your interest. All right. You gotta do a remake.
All right, we're back with my boy Root Boy Randy Brown. I don't know why every time I talk to my Jamaican brothers, I gotta let them know. Pull up.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, bro. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, wagwan, brother. Wagwan.
My day, anime G. My day, what's going on?
Yeah, man, you big fight coming up this weekend, UFC 302, and man, Randy, you've been quietly doing work for a while now. I think you got fifteen fights in the UFC.
It's about to be my 18th. Yeah. I've been cooking.
Sheesh. Yes, it's been 18 fights in the UFC, man. You've been doing work quietly. And it seems like, you know, obviously I saw I've seen a lot of your performances, but it seems like you're kind of getting to that point where it's like, okay, now it's time for me to really get my name out there. It's time for me to really show people that I belong in that top 15, that top 10, that top 5. And I'm excited for you this weekend. How excited are you for another chance to go out there and show the people what you were made of?
I'm extremely excited, man. I'm extremely excited. It's been a long time coming. I've been grinding day in and day out, you know, and, you know, sometimes it takes us a little longer to kind of find the pieces and connect the dots, you know, and I do believe that right now is I'm in top form right now. You know what I mean? I'm still getting better. So, yeah, man, it's important for me to just continue to be doing what I'm doing and move forward. And I'm excited to see what's to come. You know what I mean? And I'm just grateful. And ready to just show out, man, and show people what I'm truly capable of. Because right now I'm hitting that spot where I know I should be going, you know. So I'm going to go out there and put on a hell of a performance.
Yeah, that's awesome. Randy Brown, the triple C here, man. I've, you know, reading up on you a little bit. Man, you have a different story, man. You're parents of immigrants. Obviously, you lived in Jamaica a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about your past, man, because I feel like that's, we could all relate. Me and Kamaru can relate too. You know, obviously you guys, you know, you came from the bottom, and I'm curious to see how much is that adversity has turned you into the fighter that you are today.
I mean, yeah, you know, both my parents are immigrants. You know what I mean? They came here trying to find a better way. You know what I mean? For me, I lived in Jamaica. I was in Jamaica since I was about 2 or 3. All the way up until I was about 16, 17. You know what I mean? So I grew up in Jamaica for most of my life. And then back and forth consistently. You know what I mean? You know, so like real back and forth. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like anything else, man. It's like it's either you can make excuses or you can kind of use things to fuel you. You know what I mean? So I don't really think about it too much. It is what it is. Life was what it was. And it gave me perspective. I'm blessed to have perspective. I feel like that's what a lot of people don't have. And people with, you know, upbringings like ourselves, I believe that they're blessed with perspective. They can see and understand people from different walks of life and understand why someone can believe the things that they believe or why someone has feel the way they feel. You know what I mean? Because of you know, their certain paths of how they came up. So I got to see both sides of the coin, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that definitely helps. It makes me be grateful for the things that I do have and grateful for the opportunities that I do have and not take that for granted and know that the importance of it, you know what I mean? And know how far back I don't want to go, you know what I mean? And see, I have a clear vision ahead to see where I can be and the opportunity that's in front of me.
Yeah. And, you know, for a lot of people who don't know who Randy Brown is yet, you know, y'all do your homework. After this pod, make sure you go out there and you read up on my man, Randy Brown. But, you know, Randy, I think that's interesting what you say, because I truly feel that way. I think a lot of people now in this type of generation, they do this to kids. Oh, no, don't say that around kids or shelter them from this or you do this. But the biggest thing is when you're a child and you're growing and you're starting to form who you're going to be, you know, you can comprehend, you can deal with the things that life is presenting to you. Mm-hmm. You know, that ultimately, eventually when you become an adult or young adult, that gives you perspective. It's almost like stretching you. It's molding how far you can stretch, how far your mind can stretch. And so when you become that adult, you've lived through things that some people that are privileged are there think they're like, they can't imagine. They're like, what? You did that? You went through that? They don't understand. That's what gives you the perspective and it gives you that drive for you to understand, okay, I don't want to be there, so I'm about to work as hard as I can to make sure that I don't go there. But man, I love it. And you know, obviously your mom and your father and your mother, how much are they supportive of your career? And do they get a chance to really catch your fights? Because I know how my parents are.
Well, initially, you know how it goes, man. It's almost like, what are you doing? You doing that? Like, why are you doing that? It's like, you know, why are you fighting out of everyone? You know, I'm pretty much like, especially growing up in Jamaica, it's like, yo, nobody's doing that. We're not fighting in a cage. Everyone's like, yo, what are you doing? That's like so far left from anything that anyone's doing. You know what I mean? So it was frowned upon. It was frowned upon for a long time. You know what I mean? No one really supported it up until, you know, but when you start to see, okay, the changes that I'm making in my life, the discipline that comes with being a martial artist. I was like, oh, Randy's not this little bad boy anymore. You know what I mean? He's not doing this and doing that. And he sees he's having some structure in his life and stuff like that. And, you know, that helps. And they start to realize, okay, there's something to this martial arts. Oh, snap. Now he's on TV. Oh, snap. Now he's winning. Oh, goals. Now, oh, snap. You know? And then it's like, okay, now that's when you get like more support. And then, you know, people start to understand, they get a better understanding and they get more curious. So they want to dive in and see. And then they see like, oh, snap, this is a big deal, you know, and then he's actually something special. And they see what it takes. Like, oh, wow, he's putting in a lot of work, takes a lot of drive and a lot of dedication and a lot of hard work. So, you know, they've come to and grown to love what I do and support. Some of my biggest supporters now are my family.
Yeah. Randy, I feel like you're starting. I feel like there's a turning of the page. I feel like there's something that you're doing now that's different from your past fights. Obviously, having 18 fights in the game now, do you feel like you're, like, how much wiser and how different do you feel now than from that guy that initially started in the UFC?
Man, that's it right there, is the wisdom. You know what I mean? The wisdom is, you know, I've always been blessed with great coaches, a great team, you know what I mean, and great wisdom passed down to me. But now you're not always ready for that. Sometimes you're not in a place to receive that, you know what I mean? And as I've gotten older and as I've become more of a multifaceted human and just a multifaceted man, you start to take things and understand things and understand things on a different level, you know, and fighting is one of them. For me, I've always had the talent. I've always been like an exceptional talent in the room. People always knew that I had skills and I'd show flashes. Oh, I could do this and I could do that and I can do this. But there was no real, there's no real focal point to like, all right, you need to, this is the, stick to the basics. Let's do this and have a real conviction to this. You know what I mean? So I would try too many things and I'd get away from stuff. I want to do a jump knee now and I want to do a spinning back fist. Now I want to do, and I'm just exploring and I'm doing all these things, but now I'm putting it all together and I know what needs to be done. Sometimes less is more and I'm good at certain things and I need to just stick with that and build with that. And that's what I've learned lately in my career, and I've just been developing on the things that I'm really good at, you know, and I have a natural knack for, and kind of just staying focused and true to those things. Be more deliberate is what I'm trying to say.
I like that. I like that, Randy. And I saw that in your last fight because I 100% agree with everything that you just said, because that was one of the things that obviously, you know, as a champion, it's my responsibility and it's my duty to keep my eye on everybody in my division. And so, you know, and that's one thing that I saw from you in some of those fights, because it seemed like you can get through those other guys easier because, well, I won't say easier, but you get through them without that much of a hiccup, because mm-hmm. you do have those skills and you are able to show them when you get in there. But then when you start to jump into those guys that are more of than the elite line, the guys that are ranked guys, you know, it's just that you want to do so many different things to where you lose focus and then you kind of let the fight slip away. Yeah. You know, but in your last fight, I saw that. I saw that it was more centered, it was more focused, more simple. And then, of course, you hear your directions from your corner, because it was almost like right away they call clarity. It out.
Clarity, boom. Man. Clarity.
Put That's it on awesome. Him. Yeah, put it on him and stop the fight. So, you know, it's something that I am seeing, and it's just a real maturity that I'm seeing in there. And I, you know, I hope to continue to see that. But, you know, one question, the last one that I want to ask, because this is something that really I can relate to, and it resonates with me big time, is, you know, at one point my father was incarcerated, and getting into the UFC, I got an opportunity, and being now fighting on television, I got an opportunity to, you know, now when they would ask me for fights, one of the first things that I would ask, and that was back then when the fights were on Fox Sports 1, I was like, hey, is this on Fox Sport 1? Yeah. All right, because I know
you're gonna be able to see it.
Yeah. Can watch these fights. Man. And so how proud are you when they are able to catch your fights, and just when you come away with the victory and you're able to phone home or talk to them later and know that they saw it? Not only did they see it, but they peoples saw the fights.
Yeah. It's crazy. Sometimes he tell me I got the whole block rumbling, man. Everybody. It's crazy. You know, so yeah, man, it means a lot. It means a lot. It does, you know, and I'm happy that he can get that. You know what I mean? A lot of things he missed, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, hopefully soon enough he'll be here and be able to, you know, spend some time with my son, you know what I mean, and be able to experience that as a granddad and all that. So I feel like he missed out on a lot. So something like that means a lot to him. It's a simple thing to maybe anyone else, maybe not mean anything to anyone else, but to him, I know that means like everything. You know what I mean? That simple thing is like everything to him, you know? So yeah, it means a lot to me as well. And I'm proud whenever he gets a chance to see it. You know, he calls me every day. He literally called me today. I just spoke to him not even 30 minutes ago. So he's always calling me, checking up on me throughout fight week and all that. So, you know, he has ear to the ground, you know what I mean? So he'll be able to see it, and well, not see it, but he'll hear what's up. You know what I mean? He'll be able to hear it. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, that's definitely, whenever I'm fighting on TV, he gets a chance to see it. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, Randy, you know, it's going to be, you know, a tremendous fight, and you know, I'm happy for you. But before we go, you know, we got to ask you, Triple C, of course, we got to ask my man, you are fighting, you know, once that cage door closed, everything gets real. Yeah. So Mr. Randy Brown, how do you get this done?
Let me tell Triple C how I get it done, because he don't think I'll get it done. Let me tell him how I get it done.
Yeah. I know you seen it. You seen it, Randy. Yeah.
Bobby Brown. I see it. Listen, I got my head in the ground too. I see it. Nah, but yeah. But
my man, Randy, you get it done. You'll get one. Hey, Randy, you get it done. You'll get one of these.
Oh man, for sure. Hey, I tell you what, I seen your coach one time, right? And he told me, he said he got, me and him were sitting next to each other at an event, and he was like, man, Randy, I got to tell you, I have so much respect for you, because I never pick you to win. He was straight up, and I'm happy he was honest, you know, it's cool. He was
you're talking about Captain? Captain Aaron?
Yeah, the guy, the dude with the glasses?
Yeah.
And he was like, I never pick you to win, but the best way to shut up the naysayers is to do what you do, is win. You know what I mean? And then he said, I watched your fight, and I love to see you grow. I love to see the things that you're doing. And I'm a huge fan, you know, and it meant a lot, because it was just honest and it was raw. So I appreciate the honesty of how people feel in their perspective. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you this weekend how the fight goes. I'm gonna go in there and you're gonna see me just be deliberate and get the job. I'm gonna be too much for him, man. Too much for him to reach. He's gonna be trying to hit me. He's gonna be hitting nothing but air. And I'm gonna get the finish on this dude. I promise it.
Damn, yeah. dude, Ratty Bro, you got my respects, bro. Anybody that steps in there, congratulations, bro. And I think you hit the nail on the head, bro. When you get people that don't believe that you're gonna end up winning, then you show them wrong or you prove them wrong. That's how you gain the biggest fans. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine everybody who's doubts you. And then you're able to prove them wrong. Shit, who knows, man? I might be wearing a Randy Brown, not a Bobby Brown shirt.
Listen, you know, man. You see the merch?
Right,
you see the merch?
Rude boy.
Pull up.
Yeah. Yo, much love,
my man. Randy, we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, good luck this weekend. We'll be watching. I'm sure the whole fam, everybody will be watching you. So, you know, good luck, my man.
Much love, y'all. Thank y'all for having me. All right. Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, you talking that Bobby Brown stuff, bro.
Got it. Hey, you forget how many people watch Pound for Pound tomorrow, but guess what? Everybody's watching. Look at that Yanja calling you out, like all this shit. Like, think about how much Pound for Pound has been out there in the media, and everybody is literally continuing to keep watching our show. I mean, you can't beat it. You know what I love about our show, Kamaru Usman, that it really is Pound for Pound. Like, we are giving the honest takes on the latest MMA content or anything that's related to combat sports. So we are here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right, Henry. And, you know, what an amazing interview. You know, I know a lot of people don't necessarily know Randy Brown just because he hasn't really bust through that threshold yet. But I think, you know, big things on the horizon for him. And what an interesting story. So, you know, those of you who wants to know more about him, obviously go check out his fight this weekend, but also go out and go out and check him out. Check him out. But underdog, you know, we already put our underdog picks in, Henry. Have you put your underdog fantasy sports picks in? I got mine in.
100%. We're going to see who got what right, because last time I saw.
We tied. Your picks were tied to my pick, so stop that. Stop it. Don't start that. But I'm excited. I can't wait. This weekend is going to be an amazing event. UFC 302, Islam Makhachev taking on Dustin the Diamond Poirier. I'm excited. Henry, how about you? You excited?
I'm super excited. Who knows, Kamaru? I may just see you in Vegas.
Well, we're not in Vegas, bro. We in Newark.
Oh, that's right.
You going to Vegas?
That's right. No, that's
you taking
right.
a trip I'm, to I'm, Vegas? You
I'm,
ain't
I'm,
tell me?
I'm already thinking of 303, but yeah, my bad.
Oh,
I might see you in Jersey.
All right, guys. Yeah, make sure you tune in live on ESPN Pay-Per-View. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henderson, AKA Triple C.
And we are out.